So I'm here with a couple of gentlemen, one from Aston Martin, which is pretty awesome, and one from Splendid Design. Is that the way you would typically explain it? Splendid Design?
Just Splendid, normally.
Okay, from Splendid. Splendid Paul Bishop from Splendid, and Marek Reichman from Aston Martin. And these guys have done some really cool stuff that they're going to show off at the keynote, and we're going to actually take a peek into that. So what I really wanted to start talking about, Marek, was you're a very different type of a design director, right? When the kind of people I work with all work on the web, they work on web graphics, they work on print graphics, but you design cars. And it's ultimately fascinating. I could probably talk to you for 2 days about it. But tell me, what does a design director do when it comes to cars? Because it's a confluence of all sorts of design, interior, right, industrial, visual, everything.
Yeah, I have responsibility essentially with my team for all the aesthetic aspects of an Aston Martin, from the exterior to the interior, to all the corporate communication, to how our dealerships are set up, to any accessories that we might do in-house as well. And it is, as you say, it's quite complex. It's getting that maturity of exterior and interior as a holistic product together. And I have an influence on the current and the future generation of Aston Martins.
Wow. So I actually did a little snooping around. I went to astonmartin.com/designstudio, and there was a video of you up there in a hard hat. You're one of the few people I know who can pull off a hard hat, which is interesting. But the thing that really stuck out to me is that you guys invested a lot into this design studio. You created an environment for your design team that inspires them and really gives them the environment that they need to create the next generation of cars. So obviously that's very important to you, but it's that attention to detail that I saw both in the way you've set up that environment, and obviously it comes across in your cars. Is that, it seems like it's such a strong tenet of Aston Martin that I feel like you guys don't trade off on stuff. Is that a big part of your culture, is to try and get that perfection?
Yeah, it's very, very important for Aston Martin. I mean, you know, it's all is in the detailing, you know, as you execute a design, as you mature a design, when it fits together well, when all the surfaces flow together, when you look at every single item on the car and in the macro detail it's been designed, then that's what gives you an Aston Martin. So we are really crazy for detail, as you saw in the development of the design studio, how we develop and how we design the cars as well. It all goes from a sketch into modeling, and we use craftsmen to make models of the cars. That gets transferred into the tube so that we don't then have a mathematical surface or mathematical data that we can replicate, we can move, we can adjust, but we keep refining and refining and refining, a little bit like a great bottle of wine, really.
I love that analogy, but you just started talking about something that spawned a question for me. It's the design process. Now, I can explain the design process of building a website to you. I can tell you all the people who are involved, what do they do. How do you design a car? How do you even wrap yourself around something like that? Because you can't screw up. When you put up a website, you can fix it in the night, right? How do you actually build a car? How long does that take? Who's involved? What's that pipeline?
Well, sometimes we fix the cars overnight, but you know, essentially the pipeline, it starts in our studio with a sketch, and that sketch may be a hand-drawn image, or it may be something created on a palette, on a tube. Again, the design team is very small. It's myself, and I'm still an active designer, and four other designers. And we have a range of skills and capabilities, but because we're able to scan a hand-drawn sketch, equally so we can create on a palette a sketch on a screen, but that's all inclusive with the package and the people envelope of the car as well. So we have to understand the proportion of the car, because what makes a car fabulous is its proportion and its stance. So the sketch starts with an understanding of where the engine sits, where the person sits, where the wheels sit in relationship to those two items as well. Then we start to develop that into models. We use a clay, we develop scale models, we then very, very quickly go to a full-size model. We scan that model, we use a laser scanning arm, then we have a surface in the tube that we can manipulate, we can change around, we can make more feasible. As the engine moves down lower, the gearbox gets bigger, or the torque tube gets longer, we can adjust things.
What about the interior in all this? Is that being done in parallel?
That's been done in parallel, but the exterior always leads. If you imagine, you can't create an interior until you know where the exterior of the car goes. But you have to create them at the same time, because obviously you need to pass certain legislation, you need to have a lot of crash tests done in terms of the occupant safety and passenger safety and now pedestrian safety, and you have to figure out if you can see out of the car and drive it, and drive it at speed, obviously, for an Aston Martin.
Oh, that's fascinating. I'm going to change modes a bit, and I know you guys are here for a specific purpose. I mean, it's Aston Martin at Microsoft, which is, is that an oxymoron? But Paul's here, and you guys have been doing some really interesting stuff alongside Aston Martin. What are you going to show at the keynote?
Well, we have an experience we developed with these guys over the last four months or so. That is basically what we're calling a sort of 360 experience. So it starts on the web, where a person can configure a car to any of the 2.5 billion combinations you can have in an Aston Martin. We then go through to an in-dealer experience where you can completely manipulate a car in 3D. You can then save that, and then we go through to an embedded experience where you can actually record your laps around a track, you can get the telemetry of your car, you can download it to the web, you can share that with friends, you can download an expert lap and overlay your lap over someone on virtual earth to say, well, I should have done that corner slightly differently, or I should have braked later, or I should have braked sooner. So it's all about creating an experience from the point where you decide, I kind of want an Aston Martin. What does that mean? So really immersing yourself in the brand, designing your perfect car. So with all the elements these guys have created, you can then configure your perfect car. Buying that car, so the whole dealer experience, how can you make that a much more collaborative selling process? And then once you own the car, how do you really fully, truly experience a sports car like that?
So how did you guys do this before this So what I'm hearing is, if I'm a guy who has $1 million lying around, I could walk into Aston Martin and say, yeah, I want you guys to build me a nice car, right? And then what I'm hearing is, I could tell you, this is the color, this is sort of, I could configure the car, literally custom make it for myself, right, to suit all my needs. How did that process work before you had an application?
There is an application now online.
Okay.
You can configure all of the options. It's actually really quite a good application, but where it falls down, if I can be honest, and he knows this, is in its representation of what that car looks like on the screen.
Yeah.
So you can do everything to configure the car, but the car sort of looks like it's made out of plasticine and toffees. It doesn't have that photorealistic experience. And most Aston Martins are sold outside of the UK, so people can't get to the factory to see the car. So we're trying to create that dealer factory experience online. So the technology we've got now, we can actually do that with Silverlight, Deep Zoom, things like that. You can actually see that detail. So that the experience, we've refined the experience. It's much more like going to a dealership, but it's in the representation of the car and how you can manipulate that the big sort of leap is done. And then obviously the embedded experience is vastly different from the current one, because you can't record yourself going around a track and share that with friends and download the late racing driver's line and see where yours goes. So I think it's a natural evolution of what you guys have got online now, but it's sort of taking it to that next level and creating a sort of true to life experience.
Is Merrick an easy guy to work with?
You said you know how a website process works, but we follow a user centered design process. It's actually remarkably similar to where these guys work. So we start with sketches, we start with ergonomics, we start with wireframes, we iterate through, we keep going, we keep adding, we keep making it better. So it's like making a perfect statue out of a piece of stone. You just keep chipping away till you're left with the object that you need when you've pared away all the stuff you don't need.
Yeah.
So I think that common language actually works quite well. So we can actually I'm a complete car nut as well, so that helps.
Which helps.
And the other guys on the project, he races motorbikes, so there's an understanding of
that,
dynamics
and
the same language. So, but it is that shared. What we do is we don't really do any kind of marketing design stuff like this. More like product design.
Yeah.
So it's the same sort of principles that we apply, which then we can share this similar sort of language.
So
essentially. But that attention to detail is what we strive to do as well. That's why we called ourselves Splendid. That was supposed to be a statement
like that,
of fact that everything we did was Splendid. That's what we do.
And it is.
So I've actually seen the work, and you guys are going to show this off. It's actually really, I think you pulled it off really well, and I think people are going to be blown away by by what's coming. I have one question in closing, and it's for Merrick. I think you're uniquely qualified to answer a question that I've always wondered about. Do girls really dig fast cars?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, finally. I can get it from a credible source.
An informed source. Yes.
An informed, credible source. Yeah. Well, I really appreciate you guys being candid here and talking to us about this stuff. Good luck with the keynote tomorrow, and have fun in Vegas. Have fun at MIX. Thank you for joining us again.
Thank you. Thanks. Thank you.